News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. A train bursts into flames in Tennessee, waking people up in the middle of the night.
Sleeping, having my nice little dreams, and a fireman come up to the door and start knocking on it.
To tell Nathan Whirling and about 5,000 others in Maryville to evacuate because that train that derailed and caught fire was carrying a flammable and toxic gas, forcing those who live in a one-mile radius out of their homes. They may have to stay up to 2 days. A shelter's been set up in a high school. 7 sheriff's deputies were hospitalized after being exposed to the fumes. The major airlines have been making bigger profits lately, and now the Justice Department is probing if they're conspiring to keep prices higher. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Jam-packed planes and sky-high ticket prices. What's going on? The Justice Department is looking into whether major airlines have colluded to limit available seats to keep airfares high. New York Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer suspects dirty tricks.
When profits go up that high and prices, particularly fuel, goes down and the consumer sees no benefit, something is rotten in the state of Denmark.
The trade group Airlines for America denies price scheming, saying airlines compete vigorously every day and that consumers set the prices. Dave.
Rachel, a man bitten by a shark on a North Carolina beach in the Outer Banks is in fair condition this morning. He was the 7th shark attack victim the past 3 weeks in the state.
The summer's being called a perfect storm for shark activity, that is. Sharks like warm, salty water, and North Carolina has been having higher than normal temperatures with little rain to dilute the ocean. Increase in bait fish and sea turtles also giving sharks a reason to swim toward shore.
That's Fox's Jackie Ibanez. In the Philippines, a ferry capsized, killing at least 36 people. 19 are missing, more than 100 were rescued. A robot killed a man in Germany. A worker at a Volkswagen plant was assembling it when the machine grabbed him and then crushed him against a metal plate. Volkswagen blames human error, not the robot. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with 1 claim compared to Assurian total equipment coverage as of April 10th, 2015.
Getting a new Galaxy iPhone or other smartphone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting your new smartphone is a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of those big cell phone companies, you're paying way too much. Switch to SquareTrade phone protection instead and start saving hundreds of dollars. Phone insurance from Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carriers can cost you as much as $11 every month, plus up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade phone protection is less than $5 a month with a much lower deductible. We can save you over $240. And switching to SquareTrade is easy. Even if you're locked into a 2-year phone contract with Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carrier, you can cancel their phone insurance anytime. We'll even show you how.
Switch to SquareTrade now and save over $240. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade!
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 8585. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 8585. That's readyforfresh.com, code 8585.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at Dayhill.com.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health. Home Health.
Take WTAW on your smartphone. Launch and load at RadioAguilan.com.
Summertime, and the way that you watch your entertainment, your television shows, your movies, it's changed probably, and Suddenlink is right there to help you watch it on the go and watch it when you want to and where you want to. You know, check out Suddenlink's on demand by going to Channel 1 on Suddenlink. There's 10,000 titles that are available, and a lot of them are free. There's movie favorites, there's TVs, looking really a couple of times this week for something and found it right there on demand. I could watch it right then, right there. Just a couple of punches on the button and you're ready to go. And you get a lot of new releases 28 days before Netflix or Redbox. And there are a lot of live pay-per-view events. In fact, Woman Gold starts on the 7th of this month. The second best exotic Marigold Hotel. There's Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. Movies that, out there ahead of time when it comes to Suddenlink. So get in touch with them if you are switching to Itch. Oh, no, it's Itching to Switch. That's it. That's the event that's going on right now. So give them a call or stop in and see them. They're located at 4114 East 29th Street, or you can visit Suddenlink.com for more information. Switch now. If you are, in fact, Itching to Switch, it's the time to do it from Suddenlink.
Texas A&M Athletic Events. You make a difference for our student-athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design, the largest selection at the best prices, and that's a promise. Visit the showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan School District officials have decided who they want as the next band director at Bryan High. That's one of two employment actions scheduled for the next school board meeting. The other recommendation is the new principal at Milam Elementary. Monday's board meeting starts at noon at the central office. Yesterday was the first day for those covered by the Texas A&M system and the Employee Retirement System of Texas to enroll in to enroll their same-sex spouses and their dependent children.
The Texas A&M system sent a memo to top leadership after last week's ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. All requests for spousal benefits will require documentation that is consistent with current requirements for opposite-sex spouses. Online at WTAW.com, you can read the memo from the A&M system along with the notice given from ERS, which points out the same coverages and services at the same cost as opposite-sex spouses are available to those in the Texas Group Benefits Program. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The multi-million-dollar conversion of buildings on Blinn College's Bryan campus has not been delayed by recent rains. President Sylvia McMullen says the rain did expose some necessary repairs.
Many of these buildings are not new, and so when you do renovations, you discover some of the issues that are associated with them. We did on the administration building, and it wasn't necessarily the roof that was leaking, but we actually had to make some modifications, and the rain helped us find those.
In addition to repurposing the student center and moving the bookstore to the administration building, McMullen says new traffic patterns are being developed where some roads will become one-way. Construction is also underway on an additional 200 parking spaces. The cost of providing a shuttle bus service from downtown Bryan and to and from Kyle Field this season is proposed to be split two ways, according to Mayor Jason Byinski.
We've looked at putting in $20,000 total, $10,000 from the Bryan Business Council, $10,000 from the City of Bryan to help bring these shuttles into downtown Bryan. So we're excited about the opportunity of bringing more business into the City of Bryan.
Byinski says this will add to what he's seen as a festive atmosphere in downtown Bryan on weekends when Texas A&M has home football games. The shuttle bus stop in front of the Clara B. Mounts Library is next to a parking garage that has more than 1,000 spaces. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is back from a trip to Iraq to meet in Baghdad and Erbil with national and regional leaders in the fight against the Islamic State, which Flores no longer refers to as ISIS.
Actually, the Middle Eastern name for ISIS is a pejorative term called Daesh, and so I'm going to use Daesh from now on.
Flores guesses they're 9 months into a 3-year mission of the American training Iraq's military forces.
We can't let the calendar control. We've got to let conditions on the ground control. That's where the president screwed this thing up to start with, as he just came up with a date on the calendar.
Flores says the timeline depends on how willing the Iraqis are to fight. He says he's confident about the Kurds, calling them, quote, awesome fighters. We're less than a month away from College Station hosting the Games of Texas. Last year, more than 8,000 amateur athletes, accompanied by 20,000 coaches and family members, came to the Twin Cities. Samantha Klein of the College Station Parks and Recreation Department says locals are invited to participate.
We have 16 different events, ranging from track and swimming being the largest, all the way to gymnastics, lacrosse, soccer, archery, etc.
Volunteers are also being recruited to help run the games between July 30th and August 3rd. More information to volunteer and or participate is online at taaf.com. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. More news on the way at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at Ashley Furniture Home Store, Messina Hoff Winery, Cornerstone Home Health, and Marriott Homes. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now. Now for the Best of the Brazos.
Good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We'll generally stay partly cloudy to clear going through the night with low temperatures by early Thursday morning into the mid.
Really? Okay. I'll read the weather. How's that? Let me see.
I've got some here if you want it.
Just somewhere. Does it happen to be local weather?
It looks like it came in this morning.
Oh, okay. Why don't we do that?
Partly to mostly sunny for today. Temperatures will make their way up to 90 to 95 this afternoon. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Could actually see a shower overnight, 75. Partly sunny tomorrow with a chance for an isolated afternoon shower or a thunderstorm. Highs 90 to 95. Lots of clouds tomorrow night, 75. Occasional sun develops on the 4th Saturday with a chance of a thunderstorm. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with Aggie Ryan Hendricks pitching a 1-2-3 ninth inning to help USA College Collegiate
hello,
National
hello,
Team.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get the win against Cuba. We've got the UIL Interscholastic League announcing the UIL Lone Star Cup and more coming up in sports, and we'll do that at about 6:50.
What the hell is the Lone Star Cup?
It is the combination of different sports in different schools, and they rank it in state, district, by district championships. They gather all the points together, and the winning team in each classification gets a $1,000 scholarship and a trophy.
So what? In other words, they've won the most games or district championships in their classification.
Team performance in district and state championships.
Wow. Okay.
It's the Learfield Sports Directors Cup for high school.
I know. And they get $1,000, huh?
$1,000 scholarship.
$1,000, okay. I remember one year San Marcos High School won the football, basketball, and baseball championship. That was a long time ago. But back when it was just called San Marcos High School because it was the only one there.
It's just one of them.
6:13, all right. So a Nevada female lady of the evening. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
See, this wants to be
working
the new,
girl.
Wants to be the new face of America's $10 bill. Have you heard about this?
What?
No. Air Force Amy, as she's known.
Of course she is.
Works at the famous Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Carson City. Claims that she embodies everything that the Treasury Department is looking for. She previously served in the United States Air Force. She earned six figures. And she says that she has elevated women and the ability to control their own destinies. Officials said that they'd like the new face of the currency to be a woman. There is one small problem. The rules state anyone appearing on the face of the currency has to be dead.
Oh.
$10 bill has featured, of course, Alexander Hamilton since 1923. And strange, I got this story yesterday and we didn't get to it. And then fortunately this morning, updated. In my email, I found out that, in fact, we have an interview opportunity with Amy and the owner of the Bunny Ranch, if we want that. I decided not to take advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. We got a lot of info.
Well, and the thing is, it was also available for television, and so, you know, maybe that's something that would lend itself more to the visual medium.
Well, I think that is a show.
What's that?
I think they have, there at least was a show about an adult institution.
Really?
On HBO for a while.
You are correct.
I remember the promos.
Okay. he just saw that. Wait, yeah, wait.
Well,
wait,
you know, you read Playboy for the articles,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 616. It's Thursday, July the 2nd, day 183. Got 182 left. Again, you know, it's kind of that middle of the year thing.
Yep.
You hear about that. It's I Forgot Day.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. I mean, here, this is your freebie right here, okay? This is for all those birthdays or anniversaries or other important stuff.
Come on.
Put it like all together and do I Forgot Day.
Like, you're going to get away with that. It's I Forgot Day. I get a free pass.
Has Hallmark come up with a card for that? And you could just have, you know, you open it up and there are lines where you just fill in whatever it is that you forgot. My work, yeah. Made in USA Day. We had that story yesterday about the cars.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them aren't. It's World UFO Day. National Chicken Wing Day.
Yay. Now that's it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Something to celebrate. And the full moon that you're seeing out there is called the Buck Moon. That's the full moon that happens in July. And there are some birthdays.
There are. Margot Robbie from Wolf of Wall Street. She's the next Harley Quinn. Lindsay Lohan, who needs no more explanation than that, is 29. Michelle Branch is 32. She's a singer. Yancey Butler is 45 from The Lovin' Spoonful. Actually, I believe Yancey is the daughter of the drummer from Lovin' Spoonful. And she was in the movie Kick-Ass.
Yeah, there's no she's in Lovin' Spoonful.
Yeah, that's was like, wait a minute.
Okay.
Jose Canseco is 51.
Really?
Jimmy McNichol is 54. Bret the Hitman Hart from WWE Wrestling's 58. Jerry Hall used to be with Mick Jagger for a long time, 59.
She's from Dallas, Texas.
Yes, she is. Very southern woman. Larry David, 68.
He's not as rich as Jerry Seinfeld.
He ain't hurting none.
But he's doing okay.
Yeah.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. And he's got a new Broadway show that he was starring in. He's been replaced by Jason Alexander. And I just happened to this week see a couple of Seinfeld reruns. I used to watch the show a lot, but I didn't care about the reruns. But it happened to be the Festivus one, so I stayed for it.
Yeah, almost have to.
But if you haven't seen Curb Your Enthusiasm, basically Larry David is just like George Costanza.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is always just trembling on the brink of going absolutely berserk over something.
Yeah, only curmudgeonly.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I believe as Chase Murphy explained, you were always 5 seconds away from a screaming match no matter what on that show. And it's true. Yeah. Anyway.
That's okay. Larry David, 68. Polly Holiday, 78. She was Flo in Alice. Kiss My Grits.
Uh-huh.
Richard Petty, the King, 78. Robert Ito, he played Sam. And Quincy, remember that?
Oh, sure.
He's 84 years old and no relation to Samuel Alito.
Oh, okay. I got you.
And that's it.
Vicente Fox, he was the ex-pres there in Mexico.
Yep.
He's 73 today. And Johnny Weir, isn't that his name?
Yes.
The figure skater?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Flamboyant, we'll call him.
That's fine. 31. All right, 619.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We have Social Security. There's no lockbox.
The money has been stolen. The money has been squandered. The money has been spent. When I say the next president will inherit $20 trillion in debt and $128 trillion in unfunded liabilities, that's what I'm talking about. And then we've got health care. Then we got Medicare. Then we got Medicaid. Then we've got an aging population to deal with here. And I'm going to tell you that whoever the Republican is going to have to make some tough choices. The country's going to have to accept what the people of Greece were unwilling to accept. It's called austerity. Now, you're going to have to pay the piper some point down the road. You're either going to pay him now or you're going to pay him later. And if they decide that they're going to kick the can down the road and they're going to pay it later, I'm telling you the price is going to be that much higher.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man told us that since he'd gotten his new Bushnell Tour-X rangefinder at Golfsmith, his game had improved. The dual-display rangefinder was so accurate that his friends were now asking him to give the distances on their shots, too. And he did. Give or take 20 yards. Hurry into Golfsmith and get the season's best equipment, like the new Bushnell Tour-X rangefinder. Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
Messina Hoff is proud to be nominated in six categories for Best of the Brazos Valley. Come tour our state winery today and see why Messina Hoff is the most awarded winery in Texas. Nominated for Best Tourist Attraction, Special Event Venue, Wine by the Glass, and more. Be sure you vote for Messina Hoff today. Follow us online or visit MessinaHoff.com. Located at 4545 Old Reliance Road in Bryan, Texas. Messina Hoff, join the family.
Howdy, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Here in Texas, we call it stretching the truth a little bit. In Nebraska, you were fibbing. In New York City, you're just a liar. But Reddit calls it BS radar. Reddit.com asks people to name the phrases that immediately make them know that somebody is telling a stretcher. And here are the top five. That's my last piece of gum. Well, that really means is I've got some, you just can't have it. Four, just kidding. That really means I'm mostly kidding, but there's some underlying truth about this, and it's more than likely about you. Three, I'm not trying to be rude. Translation, I'm about to say something incredibly rude and offend you, so I'm going to preface it with this. Number two, and I still think this is mostly for the ladies, I'm fine. That really means I'm not fine, and I'm going to feed you your own head because you asked. And finally, the number one way people know that they're fibbing, running late, be there in 5 minutes. What that really means is I won't even be leaving the house for another 5 minutes, so you're just going to have to hang out for a little bit. And about the only thing that keeps this from being Texas perfect is any one of these being followed by bless your heart. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. The gang at Gun Corps have you set up for the 4th of July. You buy a weapon, you're going to get bullets for that weapon for free as part of your purchase. Pretty cool, huh? With lots to choose from in terms of weapons, tack gear, the finest in Benchmade knives, and a ton of ammo as well. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com. They recently revamped the website, and that is Corps, C-O-R-P-S.
Or you can go see the guys in person in College Station on Texas Avenue just across from the Kettle, same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
You know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years. The Moorheads started that business up, and, you know, it's continued with the Moorhead family still running it, still making sure that you have your glass needs met when you need them. Now, I had to get some glass replaced in a house not too long ago, made a call. Took about 5 minutes to get the appointment set up. The workman was there when he said he would be, did the work that he needed to, up and out of my way so that I could continue doing other stuff in the house. And they had, once again, done exactly what I needed at a reasonable price, and they responded just when they said they would. And I say that because, you know, you end up having the frustration of dealing with a company that you've never dealt with before who doesn't understand the importance of customer service. Well, you know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years, and it's based on having a product that you can get a lot of places, but the difference is customer service. So when you need glass or you want glass, why not call on the 65-year experience that you'll find with Acme Glass. Two locations here in town, in downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit, now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 626, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. High temperature today, about 92. No rain in the forecast. You know, for second day in a row, had some stuff move through, a little bit of afternoon shower activity in parts of the county, and that's kind of nice. Then, because what it does also is it cools things down, so we kind of have a pleasant morning this morning. 76 for our low tonight, and going to continue that pattern probably all the way through Monday anyway, where we'll have temps in the lower 90s and low temperatures will be in the mid-70s. So as you have your days off for the long weekend, should be great. Right now we have southerly winds at 5, 94% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're looking at 72 degrees.
When it comes to losing weight, every calorie counts. And the little things you do or don't do can really add up. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Sweet memories fill this place. Can't wait to get a taste. Come on home.
The 4th of July is almost here. And what better way to celebrate than with Eckrich Smoked Sausage on the Grill? Come on home to the savory smokehouse taste of Eckrich Smoked Sausage, bringing families together for over 120 years.
The love is waiting, so come on home.
Come on home to Eckrich.
Anyone who's tried knows that losing weight isn't easy, but
just remember that every calorie you burn does count, so it doesn't need to be 1 hour solid of sweating at the gym on a fancy machine.
Dr. Kent Sassy, author of the book Life-Changing Weight Loss.
It actually counts to park farther away from your office front door and walk those extra steps. Each step does count, and at the end of the day, well, it might have only been a 5 or 10 calorie difference. But multiply that out over the course of a whole year, and you've got thousands of calories that you have just burned, and that translates into pounds that you've lost.
In fact, a lot of little things can add up to eating fewer and burning more calories. For example,
make a real hard and fast rule to yourself that you will always leave something on the plate. I know this is exactly what Mom told us not to do when we were growing up, but it's a rule that I find I can live with, and it changes your mindset about how you approach the meal.
If you make food less convenient, you will eat less of it. So Dr. Sassy recommends that just before you sit down to dinner,
put away all the leftovers, pack them up, put them back in the refrigerator, so they're not just sitting there out tempting you, of course I'm going to eat that second helping. Instead, you'd have to go through all the extra work of unpacking it again and serving yourself again. And the reality is, most of the time, we just don't do that.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, a little bit before 6:30 right now at the studios, and 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 6 weeks after the Bryan High School band director was involuntarily reassigned, administrators have picked who they want to fill that role. The successor to Robert Towle is one of two vacancies the school board will consider when they meet Monday at noon at the central office. Also up for consideration is hiring a new principal at Milam Elementary 2 weeks after the departure of Holly Scott. Employees and retirees covered by the Employee Retirement System of Texas and the Texas A&M System are now eligible to enroll their same-sex spouses and their dependent children.
According to the ERS website, the same coverages and services at the same cost as opposite-sex spouses are available to those in the Texas Group Benefits Program. At the Texas A&M System, executives are told to be in compliance with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling with the pay period that began yesterday. All requests for spousal benefits will require documentation that is consistent with current requirements for opposite-sex spouses. Online at WTAW.com is the text to the A&M System memo and a copy of the ERS notice and a link to their website. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
On time and under budget is the progress report of a multi-million-dollar renovation and new construction on the Blinn College Bryan campus. President Sylvia McMullen says that includes 200 additional parking spaces and developing new traffic patterns where some roads will become one-way.
We found last fall that one of the issues that we faced was that students felt like that they couldn't find a parking place and were therefore staying on the campus longer. What we are hoping with this flow of traffic is that we will have more students that will come and they will go to class and that they will leave and then be able to feel like that they can come back and find a parking space.
The project also includes moving Blinn's bookstore to the administration building and converting the old bookstore and part of the student center to new space for students and faculty. The Bryan City Council will be considering splitting the cost of providing a shuttle bus to and from Texas A&M home football games. Mayor Jason Bielski says the proposal, dividing a $20,000 fee with the Bryan Business Council, will base the shuttle in front of the Clara B. Mounts Library next to the downtown parking garage.
I think it parks 1,000, 1,100 vehicles. There has been a demand from some of the merchants and some of the visitors that are shopping, eating, and staying in that area to have a shuttle to and from the games.
Bielski says this will build the crowd already visiting downtown on weekends when there are Texas A&M home football games.
Been in downtown Bryan on a game day weekend. It looks like a Texas Reds weekend or First Friday weekend. There are a lot of shirts and caps from some of the visiting ball clubs that are playing here and some of the visiting Aggies that are here.
Bielski says the other shuttle location at Momentum Plaza at University in Copperfield will benefit Bryan because it's close to football fans staying at nearby Bryan hotels. Hundreds of volunteers are being recruited to assist when thousands come to the Twin Cities at the end of the month for the Games of Texas. Samantha Klein at the College Station Parks and Recreation Department says with 16 categories of competition, there's a position for everyone.
There are definitely options for just general volunteering where we're not quite sure exactly what we're going to need, but we do have a desire to have extra hands on deck just in case. But for larger events like swimming, we have it broken up too if you're interested in being a deckhand or a timer or if you'd like to help keep track of scores.
More than 8,400 amateur athletes participated last year. Klein says only 220 were from Bryan and College Station.
We'd love to have as many local participants as possible get involved. The registration deadline for that is July 17th, so it's coming up quick. So we really want to encourage people to take a look and get signed up as quickly as possible.
Sign up as an athlete and or a volunteer online at TAAF.com. A congressional delegation that included Bill Flores of Bryan is back from Iraq. Flores says he guesses American troops are about 9 months into a three-year mission of helping the Iraqis and Kurds fight the Islamic State.
A lot of the outcome is going to depend on how the Iraqis are in terms of their will to fight. I feel confident about the Kurds. I mean, the Peshmerga forces of the folks in Kurdistan are awesome fighters. They're warriors. They have already regained all of the territory that Daesh took from them.
Instead of the nickname ISIS, Flores has started using the moniker Daesh, which he says is used in the Middle East. Flores says another problem comes from Iran.
They're controlling and funding these Shia militias. Now, the militias have been pretty effective in pushing back on Daesh, but at the same time, you wonder, will there be a time when they turn and go against the Americans or the Iraqis.
Flores says the trip included meetings with Iraq's national and regional leaders. It's time to hear about the annual cost of cooking cooking out this holiday weekend, which is the most popular time of the year for eating outdoors.
The American Farm Bureau tracks 10 food staples for summertime cookouts. This year, they saw a decline from last year overall for a total cost of $55.84. Farm Bureau economist John Anderson says that's a $1.73 decline in overall price.
The cost of our 10-person 4th of July cookout is down about 3% from a year ago.
He says the summer survey is largely driven by the price of meat. Tony Purcell, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 6:35. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Well, hang on, wait a minute, because I'm just, you know, okay. So if you were to close the news out again in a perfectly good format where people were, you know, taking care of business, you would have said,
I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Normandy Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
There you go, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's time for some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Showers and thunderstorms look like they stay out of the forecast today. We'll see sunshine, some developing clouds, highs 90 to 95. However, tonight we'll see clouds and perhaps an isolated shower, 75. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, there could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm later tomorrow, highs 90 to 95. It's partly to mostly cloudy and around 75 tomorrow night. The outlook for Saturday, clouds and sun, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M helping out quite a bit in the Team USA beating of Cuba. We'll get more on the UIL Interscholastic League looking at the Lone Star Cup. And in soccer last night, the British team lost to the Japanese the same way the Americans did 4 years ago in the World Cup.
Yeah, they didn't score as many goals.
No, they actually scored on themselves. They got an own goal.
Yeah.
We'll have more on that. In sports, we'll do it for you in about 12 minutes.
So, let's see. We got this guy named Barack Obama, who's the president.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
Yeah. On a number of fronts over the last 2 weeks, President Obama has been anything but a lame duck in the White House, according to some, as his administration has celebrated two major Supreme Court wins, a victory on trade legislation, all while pushing ahead with foreign and domestic policy changes that have drawn sharp criticism from Republicans. The latest came yesterday as the president announced, of course, that U.S. and Cuba would move to restore formal diplomatic relations and reopen embassies in their respective capitals. And yesterday, Rick Perry was on what they called the center seat at on Fox News, where he was on the Bret Baier show.
And the panel?
Yeah, he's sitting there taking questions. And did a, you know, he did a pretty good job. He really did. I mean, he's got his He's got his answers down.
He's pretty polished now.
Affable.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, especially they started with immigration, so that's right in his wheelhouse. I mean, as he said, he's been governor for 14 years, had a pretty long border, had to deal with it on a daily basis. So he's got his numbers and his facts and his figures there, and obviously nobody really can compete with him when it comes to that. He did openly question the Hillster as far as honesty is concerned. He said the honesty issue is going to be front and center with this candidate, just the pure honesty of whether or not the secretary is being forthright. I think the American people are really going to be pushing back on this to some degree. Well, that's true, but she apparently raised $45 million in the first quarter of her presidential bid, which is a record haul for presidential candidates in any quarter. In a tweet yesterday, she said, "Still running the numbers, but here's what we know. In the first quarter of this campaign, supporters gave more than $45 million. Just so you know, in 2011, President Obama raised $42 million during his campaign. The campaign, the whole thing. She did $45 million in a quarter. John Podesta says 91% of all those donations were under $100. So say what you will, she's getting money.
That's a lot of stupidity out there.
It really is. It's a frightening amount of stupidity.
What's the word? Just they don't care. They don't. They really don't seem to care about her history.
Yes, that's true. Blind to the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Another super PAC is coming to the aid of Rick Perry, though. Set up last week, the new group aims to put Perry in the White House just like the existing Opportunity and Freedom PAC. It's calling itself Opportunity and Freedom 1. Second PAC is connected to the first one. Shares some leadership like Austin Barber, who's a Mississippi-based Republican strategist, probably related to Haley Barber. If I were, you know.
That's probably a safe bet.
Yeah. But here's the deal. For all the good answers that Rick Perry had yesterday on Fox and continues to have out on the stump, he's got like 2%, okay? He's at 2%. And he's not even in the top 10, which, again, may tell you that people on the Republican side are just as much not paying attention as the people on the Democrat side. I mean, I don't know, because, again, he's got fairly good answers.
Some related, you see the thing they did on the streets with the pictures of different mansions?
I heard Rush talk about it.
It was really interesting.
And somehow what the essence is that they thought that Marco Rubio was really, really rich.
Or the doctor.
Yeah, Ben Carson.
And when they went on to say, no, Hillary owns all of them.
Oh.
Everybody went, what?
Yeah. Well, but you see, that doesn't make the light of day. We really don't get to hear much about that in mainstream media because that wouldn't show her in a good light. Mitch McConnell is that guy who's wiping sweat off his brow saying, boy, I don't have to worry about this anymore. He said that there's really little that lawmakers can do to overturn the Supreme Court ruling about same-sex marriage in every state. In an interview, he said, I don't think so. I think the courts have pretty well spoken. We'll be taking a look at whether or not religious liberty needs to be enhanced by the statute. One more thing he doesn't have to worry about. Now, here's an interesting deal. Everything bad is happening to Donald Trump business-wise, right? His beauty pageants are getting canceled. Macy's is not going to carry his clothing line anymore. NBC doesn't want to have anything to do with him. Well, how come he got a 10% jump in the polls? Dang! What's that about?
I'm telling you, at worst, he's a heel in this.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, and I said from the beginning, he's a legitimate contender because more stupid people know who he is because he's on TV.
Yeah, that's true. Again, if Mark Harmon wanted to run for president, he'd probably get elected.
Yeah, without question. We are in Idiocracy.
Yeah, it's scary.
That was a terrifying movie.
But is it not just ringing true?
Yeah, it is. Kind of an interesting story here out of Oak Oklahoma.
Where the wing. Yeah,
yeah, that's the one. They their attorney general filed a suit yesterday to stop the Obama administration's signature proposed climate change regulation.
Yay!
Well, I mean, now get this. This is pretty good. In the statement, Scott Pruitt, who is the AG in Oklahoma, said the regulation in which the Environmental Protection Agency hopes to slash carbon dioxide pollution from the power sector by 30% violates Oklahoma's electricity and reliability and affordability. In the statement, he said the EPA does not possess the authority under the Clean Air Act to accomplish what it proposes in the unlawful Clean Power Plan. The EPA is ignoring the authority granted by Congress to states to regulate power plant emissions at their source. So what he's saying is that, no, you can't just come wandering in here. And again, not by law, but simply by a directive, make that change, which is yet again the idea of these portions of the government like the EPA coming in and just making an edict and thinking that it carries the rule of law with it. So we'll see. See, everything else is, we'll talk next hour. Actually, you know, we're going to be celebrating on July the 4th. And nothing really happened on July the 4th.
Nope.
You understand that?
Yep.
Okay, we'll remind folks who might not know about that.
Well, it did sort of happen.
Well, they read it, but
yes.
This is the day that they did it.
Yes.
All right, 646.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at Mar Eye Center, Polaris Fun Center, Anchor Foundation Repair, and Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
24 hours per day, 7 days a week, 365 days per year. That's the service you receive from Aggie-owned and operated Flying V Rentals. If your oil field or construction site needs porta-potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is at your service. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with their 24/7, 365 service guarantee. Visit flyingvrentals.com or call 218-AGS9. That's 218-2479. Flying V Rentals, your only call for oil field and construction site rentals.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers. On Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There are some insects you really don't want to mess with. Yellow jackets come first to mind, and fire ants and asps or puss caterpillars all fit that description. Other pests like chinch bugs, spider mites, borers, and grasshoppers can do thousands of dollars worth of damage in one neighborhood alone. While they offer no threat to humans or pets, they really need to be kept in check in your turf, grass, and landscape. And then there's the third group of insects, the huge group, insects that are more novelty than anything else. Rarely will you need to treat for them. Seldom will they do any damage. They may not be a satisfactory means of controlling them out there anyway, and so even when they do present some level of injury to your plants, not much you can do about them. These are the bug subjects today. I'll be back with details after this message. After almost 30 years of being one of America's finest gardening magazines in print, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is going green. It'll be in a passworded part of my website, which means it'll be available on computers, tablets, and phones. If you have the internet, you can get to our magazine. The new digital format will allow us to bring you podcasts, video clips, and active links to websites, all things we couldn't do in print. And it will be monthly, 12 issues per year instead of 6. And for the introductory price of only $10 instead of $24 for the print magazine. It'll be ultra timely. We'll be able to edit right up to the day we post it. The print magazine needed 6 weeks of lead time. Same great magazine, same great features, same great authors, just better. Twice as many issues per year for 40% as much. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, now all digital. Please join us. Give it a try. I know you'll like it. All the details are at neilsperry.com. That's NEILSPERRY.com. So we're talking about insects you don't even need to worry about, and we'll start with leafcutter bees. If you've ever grown roses, you probably have encountered these insects, whether you knew it or not. More properly, you probably encountered their work. You almost never see the insects themselves. They cut perfect semicircles from the margins of the rose leaves. It's almost as if a giant paper punch had been used, and the missing tissue will always be at the edges of the blades. What is actually happening is that the bee is removing that tissue and carrying it to a downspout or a dormant faucet to build her nest. The only time she's near the rose plant is while she's cutting the leaf, and she really doesn't feed on it at all. The only way a spray would help would be if you applied it directly to her the few moments that she's there. Either ignore the problem, it's going to cause no major harm to your roses, or buy yourself a comfortable lawn chair and an umbrella. You're going to be out there for a long, long time. Pecan owners know the pest I'm going to talk about next. That's twig girdlers. It also bothers elms and a select group of other shade trees. If you've ever seen a small fallen branch that looked like it had been cut by someone who scored around and around it with a knife until it broke loose, you have been introduced to the work of the twig girdler. It's a beetle that's doing the cutting this time. Like the leafcutter bee, she's not there very long. She cuts almost completely through the branch, up to an inch in diameter, but usually smaller, and then she deposits eggs in the tissue that is about to die. As the wood becomes brittle, the branch snaps and falls to the ground. The larvae feed on the dead wood before emerging as adult beetles and starting the cycle over again. Sprays are useless for the twig girdler. Then we have gall-forming insects. If you have knots on oaks, on hackberry leaves, on cottonwoods, those are galls caused by insects. The insect stings the leaf, flies away, can't do a thing about it. I'm Neil Sperry. Tending the well-groomed garden in the summertime will be the subject of our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Texas A&M's rising star junior Ryan Hendricks pitched a 1-2-3 ninth inning to help USA Baseball Collegiate National Team record a three-pitcher no-hitter in the 2-0 win over the Cuban national team yesterday at the U.S. Baseball National Training Complex. It marked the third time in USA Baseball Collegiate National Team history the Americans posted a no-no. The win snaps a five-game winning streak by Cuba against the United States. From KBTX.com, the University Interscholastic League announced six winners of the 2014-15 UIL Lone Star Cup. In Class 5A, College Station finished eighth in the state, while in 3A, Rockdale was seventh and Franklin was in 10th. The contest is based on teams' performances in district and state championships, and the winning schools in each classification will receive the UIL Lone Star Cup trophy and $1,000 scholarships also presented by the UIL. Brazos Valley Bombers got rained out last night. The game won't be made up as they are at the end of the midseason break. Bombers will be on to Victoria tomorrow and Friday, and then Texas both Saturday and Sunday. And a crushing blow for England soccer.
Some time for Kawa Sumi. She plays it forward. Okimi was there. Missed touch. Did it go in the goal? Could it be an own goal by England?
That's a goal.
Bassett scored in her own net during the second half stoppage time, which means after time is finished, giving Japan the 2-1 victory over England in the Women's World Cup semifinals. That sends Japan to play Team USA in Vancouver in the championship rematch of the title game from 4 years ago, won by Japan on penalty kicks. And that was after the same thing happened to the United States 4 years ago against Japan. On now to Major League Baseball, where the Rangers got their hearts broken in the seventh.
Here's a drive deep to left field. The Orioles have the lead. J.J. Hardy going, gone!
J.J. Hardy hit a tie-breaking two-run shot to carry the Baltimore Orioles past the Rangers 4-2. Texas manager Jeff Banister was asked about any special team meetings during this slump.
I didn't feel it necessary to have a big State of the Union speech or anything like that. It was SOP for us, really, just the opportunity to to continue to try to move this thing forward.
Texas plays one more in Baltimore tonight. First pitch at 6:05 on the zone. The Stros, however, won things in the seventh.
That ball's grounded, third base. Moustakas comes home with it. Here's the tag. Not in time! Altuve sneaks his hand in there, and Perez is late on the tag. Astros up 6-5.
Altuve had three hits and scored a tie-breaking run in the seventh inning to help the Houston Astros complete a three-game sweep of the Kansas City Royals 6-5. Stros tallied early before taking a 5-3 lead after a four-run fifth inning. Houston has the night off before heading to Beantown for a 6:10 start tomorrow. That game on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. On now to the NFL, where Houston Texans defensive lineman Brandon Ivory has been charged in what police describe as a residential burglary in Tuscaloosa. Authorities say Ivory was arrested with another man yesterday after two people said a pair of men busted the door down and took an Apple iPod and cash. One of the suspects was allegedly armed with an assault rifle while the other had a knife. In the NHL, there's a lot of moving and shaking. The Dallas Stars have signed forward Patrick Eaves to a one-year contract after a solid first season in Dallas. Eaves had 27 points in 47 games last season to lead the Stars with a plus-minus rating of 12. He had a career-high 6 power play goals, and Eaves was the first-round pick of Ottawa back in 2013. He signed with Dallas as a free agent last summer. The Swiss Federal Office of Justice has received a formal request from the United States on extradition for 7 FIFA officials that were arrested in Zurich in May. The request was received yesterday within the deadline required by the bilateral treaty. The process is, however, likely to be a lengthy one, as the 7 can challenge any extradition ruling and can appeal to higher courts. The request is based on a U.S. probe into allegations of bribery worth more than $1 million involving high-ranking officials at soccer's world governing body. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com.
David Gardner from day one, has designed jewelry, and that's what he's always enjoyed doing, is being able to design the jewelry. But now he can, and has been able to for a long time, manufacture the jewelry there too. Right there at 911 University Drive. Foundry's in the back. Of course, you see the bench in the front, but also the design table is right there. So that if you really have something in mind that you would like to see manufactured, they can do that for you at David Gardner's. But also understand that since they've been around a while, they understand what people are looking for when it comes to basics. You know, the most basic thing you can start with, diamond ear studs. I mean, you can go from there to other things that can be understated, or if you want to do something that's spectacular and flamboyant, they can do that for you as well. But most importantly, they understand that you want quality and value in the jewelry that you're going to purchase, either for yourself or for somebody else. If you have a special occasion coming up and you want to market with jewelry, stop in and see them. But David Gardner's at 911 University Drive.
Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend AggielandHelpWanted.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy to apply. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Nord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. The weather, you know, hey, it's not bad out there, and at least today they say we're not even going to have those afternoon showers. We'll see. Weather brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. All right, high temperature today, 92, 93, something like that. Low temperature will be in the middle 70s.